The new CEO of Xerox is touting the company's technological capabilities. As WXXI's Randy Gorman reports, John Visentin outlined some of his strategy on Thursday during the company's second quarter conference call.
Visentin was named CEO this past spring as part of sweeping management changes that came about as a result of pressure from activist investors Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason. Aside from the new management, Xerox also pulled out of a proposed deal that would have seen Fuji taking control of the company. During the earnings conference call, Visentin said that Xerox, despite the speculation, is not conducting an auction, which would be a process where it actively solicits bids from companies who might want to buy the company. But he says if an offer came along, the board of directors has the responsibility to listen to that proposal. In any case, what Visentin says he is focused on now is taking advantage of Xerox's technological capabilities, pointing to research at the company's Palo Alto facility in California, as well as its Rochester area operations.
I conducted reviews in Park and our operations in Webster, New York, and was impressed by what I saw. We have valuable and differentiated offerings that are underutilized, as well as some new technologies.
Xerox reported a drop in earnings and revenues for the second quarter, with profits coming in a little less than analysts predicted, while sales came in slightly better. The company also announcing it's ready to buy back up to $1 billion of its own stock, which officials say is part of the effort to deliver value to shareholders. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.